Last time we were discussing the Machlokas the Rashbam and the Ri as to whether the din of Nimsechem and Karva Pasla Dusim Bekela applies even to an Eid Haroa, someone who sees a Maisa and he's Mechavin Lahoid, or perhaps it only applies to an Eid Hameid, to someone who comes to Bezdin and testifies. Rashbam in Bava Basra and Kufi Gimel Amid Beis assumes that Nimsechem and Karva Pasla Dusim Bekela applies even to an Eid Haroa. He says that's what the Gemara in Makkah seems to tell us, because the Gemara says that we ask the Eidim a question. Did you come to the Maisa to just to see the Maisa, or did you come to actually testify? So it sounds like as long as the Eid has Kavana Lohayid, then he'll be mitzvah with the Kat, and if he's a Karav Apostle, he'll be Mavata the Kat. Comes Tosis and says that's not the final word in the Sugya. That definitely is necessary. He needs Kavana Lahoy to be mitzdarif to the Kat, to be mevatel the Kat, but he also has to testify in Bezdin. If he doesn't testify in Bezdin, then the shame aid is not completed. He's not a full aid, and if he's not a full aid, he can't be mitzdarif to the Kat. So if he's a Karav Apostle, he's not going to be mevatel the Kat. Okay. Tosus continues and says he thinks the same idea should apply to the din of Ein Eid Nasadai. That just like you need Haggadah Bebezdin in order for the Karav Apostle to be mitzdarif to the Kat, so too, for the din of Eid, for the Ein Eid Nasadayah to apply, he has to be Magid Bebezdin. Meaning, the din of Ein Eid Nasadayah, according to Tosis, applies only by an Eid HaMeid, not by an Eid HaRoah. Just because a person sees a testimony, he sees a Maisa, even if he has Kavan Alohai, he can still be a Dayan, says the Ri. Din of Ein Eid Nasadayin applies only if he's Magid Eidusa Bebezdin. He saw the Eidus, but he also testifies in Bezdin. So if he's an Eid HaMeid, then he's Ein Nasadayin. This is in Tosis, the last word online is Nira. V'chein le'inyin Ein Eid Nasadayin, Nira l'ri, d'navka be'Eid HaMeid Ein Eid Nasadayin. Avol b'miskavin l'hoid lo. He thinks that if he's only Miskavin Lahoyed, he's Roa Samaisa, he's an Eid HaRoa, and he had Kavan Lahoyed, Nasadayin, he still can be a Dayan in that court case. He's not disqualified just because he saw the Maisa and he was Mechavin Lahoyed. Why? Why would you say that Ein Eid Nasadayin only applies to an Eid HaMeid? So says Tosis, well, it's Kali B'Svara. The Hod the time of the Ein Eid Nasadayin, I think there's a misprint here. It should probably say the Hod time of the Ein Eid Nasadayin, not the Hod the time of. It just doesn't read properly. I'm surprised in the new Gemaras they didn't change the girsa. It just doesn't read properly. The time of the Ein Eid Nasadayin Nira, the time that Ein Eid Nasadayin is for the following reason, and etc. Right? It's not the time of the Ein Eid Nasadayin. The time of the Ein Eid Nasadayin Nira, all mishum devin and Eidah Shatiyochel Azima. Why is it that Ein Eid Nasadayin? It's because you need an Eidah Shatiyochel Azima, Eidahs that you can be Mazim. If the Eidim themselves become the Dayanim, they'll never want to accept Hazama on themselves. So that's an Eidah Shiyat Yochel Azima. So that's not a good Eidah. That's why. Ein Eid Nasadayim. That's reason number one, a Svara. That they're never going to want to accept Hazama on their testimony. So the testimony is batal. It doesn't work. It can't be accepted. That's one reason, says Taisus. That reason can't apply to Eid Haroah. There's no hazama by an Eid HaRoa. The idea of hazama is by an Eid HaMeid. Right? So it's only if he's an Eid HaMeid, so he's Eino Nasadayin, because he can't be a good Eid. Right? We can't accept the Eidus of the Eid HaMeid. The fact that he's Roa, so what? So what? He can be a Dayan in the case. What's the problem? The problem is, if he's an Eid HaMeid, so then we want to accept his testimony, but we can't accept his testimony if he's not going to... He can't accept his own testimony if he's not going to be mazim that testimony. If he's a dayan, so then he won't be mazim his eidus. So the eidus is not going to be acceptable. So that's one reason that Ein Eid Nasadayin only applies to an Eid HaMeid. Says Tosfos also, O Mishum, the other reason that Ein Eid Nasadayin is because of Gzeiras HaKosa, Mishum Dechsiv, Abdu Shnei Ha'anoshim, Asher Lohem Hariv Lefnei Hadayanim. Poshek Shad in the Pasuk is that you have Shnei Anoshim, two Eidim, Asher Lahem Hariv, the Baal Eidim, Lifnei Hashem, those are Dayanim. Right? Poshek Shad, we're talking about three people, three groups of people. That the Drosha is that the Shnei Anoshim are the Eidim, and Lifnei Hashem is Dayanim. So the Drosha just leaves out the middle of the Pasuk. The middle of the Pasuk is still there, but that's not part of the Drosha. So from this drasha says Tosis, you learn that you need Shnei Eidim before the Dayanim. The Be'inah Shei'idu Ha'edim Lifnei HaDayanim. You need two different groups, right? You have to have Edom, you have to have Dayanim, Edom lifnei Dayanim, but the Edom can't be Dayanim. Roshu ba'atzmam Dayanim. The Edom can't be Dayanim. So says Tosis, that also only applies to an Eid HaMeyah, not to an Eid Haroa. At the time of Re'iyas HaMaisa, there are no Dayanim. So what's the problem? It's not Shnei Anoshim lifnei Hashem. There are no Dayanim over there. It's only an Eidus. When there are Dayanim, so then the rule is that Ein Eid Nasidayim. So there are Dayanim, Vishas Kabbalah, Sedis, Vishas Gmardin. So then we have a principle that the Eidim can't be Dayanim. But if they only see the testimony and they're not actually Eidim, Vishas Maisa, they don't come to Bezdin and testify, so the din of Ein Eid Nasidayim doesn't apply. Hanach Taimi lo Shaychi ela be'ed ha-meyed befiv lo be'miskavin lahayit. Says Taisis, these rules only apply, these svaras, the Gzeres HaKosev and the svar only apply to an Eid ha-meyed, not to an Eid ha-ra. So the din of Ein Eid Nasidayim, says Tosis, should apply to an Eid ha-meyed, not to an Eid ha-ra. V'lo kiperush Rabbeinu Shmuel shepirish ba'alma sheniskavin lahayit. Against the Rashbam, who explained that we're not talking about an Eid HaMeyah, but rather Niskavin Lahoyed, Aminan Nimtze Echameyam Karva Apostle Adusa Betela, V'chein Le'inin She'enu Nasadayin, the Rashbam says that it's a function of Re'iyah Samaisa, that even Eid HaRoah is Einu Nasadayin. Eid HaRoah, Zokta Rashbam, if Nimtze Echameyam Karva Apostle Adusa Betela, and the same would hold true, that Einu Nasadayin, even if he's an Eid HaRoah, as long as he's Mechavin Lahoyed. And the Rashbam is medayg, v'dikdek midei amina b'perek echadim yimamon ha-shloshe shenichnesu levakar asachole. Nichnesu levakar asachole, mash medavka shenichnesu levakar. They came in to visit the chole, and now the chole wants to give it tzava, that his Yerusha should go to certain people. So if nichnesu stav, they didn't have a kavon alahoy, then rotsu kosvin, rotsu osin din. If they want, they can be dayanim, because they didn't have kavon alahoy. So the Rashbam brings a raya from that sugya that ain't Eid Nasadayin if he's an Eid HaRoah who's also Mechavin Lahoy. Taisa disagrees. Taisa says that ain't Eid Nasadayin only if he's an Eid HaMeid. Just like the din of Nimsech Mem Karv Apostle, Edus and Betel applies only to an Eid HaMeid, not to an Eid HaRoah, even if he's Mechavin Lahoy. Okay, so this is a running machlokas, Rashbam and the Ri. About two halachas, the din of Nimtzeh Echameyam Karv Apostle Adusa Betela, and the din that Ein Eid Nasadayin. Does that apply to an Eid HaRoah who is Mechavin Lahoyed, or does it only apply to an Eid HaMeid? So, L'chora, Tosis Kash against the Rashbam seems to be pretty strong. How can the Rashbam say that Ein Eid Nasadayin applies even to an Eid HaRoah who is Mechavin Lahoyed, but the reasons that Ein Eid Nasadayin, L'chora, only apply to an Eid HaMeid, not to an Eid HaRoah? Right? First of all, the fact that Ein Eid Nasadayin, because it's an Eid Shiyat Yochel Azima, it only applies to an Eid HaMeid. An Eid HaMeid can't be a Dayan. You want to be Makabel his Eidus, so he can't be Dan based on his own Eidus, because he won't be Mazim his own Eidus. But just because he saw the Maisa, if his Eidus is not Niskabel, so what? You should still be able to be a Dayan? Why does the Rashbam say that he can't be a Dayan as long as he saw the case and he's Mechavin Lahoyed? And how about the Gzeres HaKosuf? Right? Vamdu Shnei Anoshim, Lifnei Hashem, you need Eidim before Dayanim? You'll have the Eidim before the Dayanim. B'shas Kabbalah Seidus, B'shas Gmardin, you'll have Eidim before Dayanim. What's the Rashbam trying here? What's he saying? That if he's an Eid HaRoah, if he saw the case, and he's Mechavin Lahoyetz, and then he can't become a Dayan? What's the problem? You'll have Eidim, Lifnei Dayanim, B'shas Kabbalah Seidus, B'shas Gmardin. So why should the din of Ein Eid Nasadayin, according to the Rashbam, apply even to an Eid HaRoah? Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, in his Kovet Shiurim in Bava Basra, suggests that maybe the Rashbam has a new understanding of this Gzeres HaKosuv. What does Va'amdu Shnei Anoshim Lifnei Hashem mean? So you can understand the Gzeres HaKosuv in one of two ways. You can either say it just means that B'shas Kabbalah Seidus, B'shas Gmardin is a practical halacha that you can't serve both roles. You can't be both an aid and a dayan at the same time. Practical. Amdu Shnei Anoshim, Lifnei Hashem, you need Eidim for Dayanim, practically. B'shas Kabbalah Seidus, or B'shas Gemardin, you can't serve both roles, you can't serve the role of an Eid and the role of a Dayan at the same time. That's one way to look at it. The other way to look at it is that maybe this pasuk is teaching me a principle, halachic principle, that it's not just that you can't serve both the role of an Eid and a Dayan, but that once the shame Eid has been chal on you, then you can only be an aid. once the shame aid has been chal on the individual, so then it's almost like a psul dayan has been chal on him. He can only be an aid in this din Torah, he can no longer be a dayan. Maybe that's what Va'amdu is teaching me. Not that practically speaking, you can't serve two roles in the same din Torah. More than that, that once the shame aid has been chal on the gavra, it's almost like a psul dayan has been chal on him. Mashalakach, the Gemara in Bava Basra on Davkuf Chav Ches Amad Aleph says that if Tchiloso Bipsul, even if Sofa Bakashras, the person can't be an aid in that case. If at the beginning, right, when the person saw the aid, thus he was apostle, he was a Karov or apostle, then even if he's Nisrachek, even if he's no longer a Karov when he comes to Bezin to be made, he's apostle, he can't be accepted as an aid. It's the Gemara Bava Basra of Kuf Chav Ches Amad Aleph. Haya Yodelo Ba'edas Achlonasa Hasano Venasa Hasano, or Pikaf and Escharesh, Pitaf and Estama. Let's say he knew the Edus when he wasn't a Karav, and then he became a son in law, then he became a Karav. Or let's say he was a Pikayach, let's say he was Kosher Lahoy, then he became a Cheresh, a deaf mute, he was Pasal Lahoy. Or Pitayach, he was able to see, he's Kosher Lahoy, then he became a Summa. He's Pasal. That's Chiloso Bekashas Misofa Bipsul. And then the Gemara gives, the Brisa gives the other case as well, that if it's not Chiloso Visofa Bekashas, then the guy is going to be Pasal. Zeh Klal Kosher Chiloso Osofa Bepaslas Pasal. Chiloso Visofa Bekashas Kosher. You have to be Kosher both Betchila and Besof, both Beshas Re'iya and Beshas Hagoda. But if it's Chiloso Bipsul Visofa Bekashas, then the aid is going to be Pasal. It doesn't matter that when he comes to Bezdin, he's not a Pasal. No, once Bishas Re'iya, he's Pasul, then that Psul is Chal in the Gavra, and he's an Eid Pasul. Then even if that Psul falls away, the Eid is still an Eid Pasul. He can't be Magid Bebezdin. So you could say that Ein Eid Nasadayin is a similar idea. Once the Shemed has been Chal in the Gavra, so then he can't be a Dayin. He can't be a Dayin. It's like he had a Psul Dayin at some point in time. So even if he's not going to serve as an Eid later, right? He's not going to serve. He's going to serve as a dayan. It doesn't matter. Right? Once the shame aid has been chal, right? Even if he's not going to be magid bebezdin, once the shame aid has been chal, it's pasul olam void in this din Torah to be a dayan. The Rashbam clearly is learning like the second approach. Right? Rebbe Chanan says the Rashbam is clearly learning va'omdu is a halachic principle that says once the shame aid has been chal, so then he's pasul to be a dayan. Zokter Ashbam, if that's the Yesod, then perhaps we can say that the Shem Eid Chal, the Shem Eid is Chal, way back B'Shas Re'iyah. And Eid HaRoeh, who's Mechaven Lahoid, gets a Shem Eid. And once he gets a Shem Eid, then he can't be a Dayan. Even though you might say, but let him come to Bezdin then. He'll come to Bezdin, he'll be a Dayan. He won't be an Eid, he won't testify. So he's not serving two roles. Zokter Ashbam, it's not a function of serving two roles. It's that once the Shemed has been chal on the Gavra, then he can't be a Dayan. He has a Psul Dayan in him. Tchiloso bipsul to be a Dayan. So once he's possible to be a Dayan, B'Shas Re'iya, even if he's not going to be an Eid HaMeid later, it doesn't matter. He still can't be a Dayan in this case. That's probably what the Rashbam holds. Ian.
How do you read this into the Pasuk? How do we see this from the Pasuk?
The Pasuk is just telling me that you need Eidim before Dayanim. That means that an Eid can't be a Dayan. Not that you need Eidim before Dayanim practically, that you have to be able to see two different groups of people. But the Pasuk is saying that the group that's an Eid can't be a Dayan. What does it mean, the group that's an Eid? Someone on whom the Shemed has been Chal can't turn into a Dayan. Mickey.
Why would it also say that if you're a Pasuk of the Shas Tchila, that you'd be Pasuk in the Gemara and Kukal Chet?
It's a different halacha. There, you're an eight puzzle. So if you're an eight puzzle in the beginning, so then that halacha applies later. But the fact that you couldn't be a dayan in the beginning, that doesn't mean that you should be a dayan in the end. Right? Maybe you could be a dayan in the end. What does the Ri hold? Let's develop what you're saying, Mickey. Right? The Rashbam, we said, holds va'umdu, teaches us a din. A halachic principle that once the shemed is mechal and the gavra, so then he can't be a dayan. Can't be a dayan in this din Torah. Even if later he's not going to testify in Bezdin. How is the Ri going to counter that svar? Right? So there are one of two possibilities. You could say that the Ri agrees with the Rashbam fundamentally, that Va'amdu teaches me what? That if the Sheimed has been Chal on the Gavra, then Yitaka can't be a Dayan. Va'amdu teaches me this halachic principle that once the Sheimed has been Chal, he can't be a Dayan. But what is the Rehov? Help me. When is the Sheimed Chal? Hagada Bebezdin, right? It's not Chal when the person sees the Eidus. That's when it begins. But it's not Nigmar then. It's only Nigmar when he's actually made Bebezdin. So says the Ri, I agree with you, Rashbam, that the Omdu should teach me once the Sheimed has been Chal, he can't be a Dayan. But the Ri says the Sheimed isn't completed Bishas Re'ia. So just because he was Roa doesn't mean he can't be a Dayan. As long as he's not made Bebezdin, he can still be a Dayan. Gebaldik. Rebbe Chanan says maybe Tosfos argues for the other reason. Maybe Tosfos says that the Omdu doesn't mean that once the Sheimed has been Chal, he can't be a Dayan. The Amdu might tell me that, practically speaking, you can't serve both roles at the Din Torah, at the Bez Din. So even if the Eid already saw, and even if the Sheimed is Chal completely B'Shas Re'iyah, right? The first approach is to say that Tosfos holds that the Sheimed is only Chal when he's made Eiduso B'Bez Din. That's when it's Nigmar. Nafgamina for two halachas. It seems Pashup Shah from Tosfos, it seems like he's taking the first approach we gave. Nafgamina for two things. First of all, that Ein Eid Nasa Dayan, because once the Sheimed has been Chal, then he can't be a Dayan. Secondly, Nimtzechem Em Karva Post Leidusim Beteila, only if he's Makid Eidusim Bebezdin, because that's when the Sheimed is Chal. That's when it's completed. So the Ri seems to be taking our first approach, Mickey. That he argues with the Rashbam, he says, Rashbam, you think that the Sheimed is Chal B'Shas Re'iyah? I say it's only Chal when he's made Eidusa Bebezdin. Right? And that's why he won't be mitzarif to the Kat to be Mevatel them until Hagada Bebezdin. That's why Ein Eid Nasadayin only applies by an Eid HaMeid. It's Poshup Shad in the Ri. Rebbe Chanan says that you're not compelled to say that within the Shita of the Ri. You could say that the Rashbam is fundamentally right. That the Sheimed is Chal B'Shas Re'iyah. And maybe the din of Nimtzechem Em Karva Post Leidusim Beteila will apply even if the Karva Post only saw the Eidus with the other Eidim. Because he's already a Sheimed B'Shas Re'iyah. Right? Maybe the only reason why Ein Eid Nasa Dayan applies Dafka to an Eid HaMeid, that's because you can't play both roles in the play. Right? You can't serve both roles at the Din Torah. So even if the Sheimed has already been Chal, that's not a problem. As long as you're not an Eid HaMeid, you can't be a Dayan, because as long as this Din Torah, you're not serving as an Eid, even though you have a Sheimed, but at the Din Torah, you're only serving as a Dayan, not as an Eid. So it could be that as long as there's a division of labor here, there's a division of roles, those who hold of Tosfos, right, so you could say that Eid Nasa Dayan. Right? Eid Haroa can be Nasa Dayan. As long as you have a division of roles at the Din Torah, even if you say that the Sheim Eid has been Chal B'Shas Re'iyah, that's not a problem here. That's not a problem. Again, I don't think the Ri himself holds like this, because you see the Ri puts both halachas together. Okay, but you could hold like the Ri that Ein Eid Nasa Dayan is dependent on being an Eid HaMeid, even though the Din of Nitzachem Em Karo Posle Yusam Betela might apply, even if the Karav Apostle is only an Eid HaRoah who's actually Mechav in Lahayim. Yaakov.
He's also saying it's Chal when he thinks Shemi comes in, based on what we've been saying the past couple of days.
Who is he? The Ri?
The Ri.
Right, so I do think the Ri is taking off our first approach. You know what, let's chart it on the board, and then we'll be able to talk more sensibly here. Let's chart it, okay? Can an Eid Haroa be Nasa Dayan? What does the Rashbam hold? Can an Eid Haroa be Nasa Dayan? No, right? An Eid Haroa who is Mechaven Lahoy, right? Let's say a dad. It's not just an Eid Haroa. Dr. Rashbam, no. Why not? What's the pshat? Shame aid is Chal B'Shas Re'iyah. That's the Rashbam. The shame aid is Chal B'Shas Re'iyah. So he has a psul dayan, so he can't be a dayan anymore. What does the Ri hold? The Ri says that in Eid HaRoah, even if he's mechavin l'hayit, he still can be a dayan. He's not a dayan. Why? One of two possibilities. Either he could say that the shame aid is nigmar only b'shas hagodah b'bezdin. So only if he's made a duso b'bezdin, then he's going to be a full shame aid. And then taka the psul, right? The psul dying is going to be chal on him. But b'shas re'iyah, even if he's mechav in the hoyd, he's not a full shame aid, so then he can still be nasidayin. That's one way to look at it. The other way to look at it is that the Ri holds what? That even if the shame aid is chal, the shas re'iyah, brackets, and if he's karov apostle, he'll be mevatel the kat because he's mitzarif. Then he's an aid even then. The amdu. Just means can't serve two roles, aid and dayan, at the same time. Okay? You see, according to the first pshat in the Ri, the din of Ein Eid Nasa Dayan and the din of Nitzach and Karva Apostle are going together. Right? They go together. You'd hold that you need to be an Eid HaMeid in order to be Mevatel the Kat, and in order for us to say that you can't be a Dayan. Because they're both dependent on the Shem Eid. The din of Nitzach and Karva Apostle and Yusuf HaTela clearly is dependent on the Shem Eid. According to the first pshat, even the din of Ein Eid Nasa Dayan is also dependent on the Shem Eid. The second pshat is saying maybe there could be a split. Maybe the din of Nimtzeh HaMeyam Karva Pasla Yusuf Metela could apply even to an Eid HaRoeh who's Mechavin Lahayit, because the Shem Eid was Chal B'Shas Re'iyah, but the din of Ein Eid Nasadayin will only apply to an Eid HaMeyid, because that halacha is not saying that once the Shem Eid is a Reb and Chal, you can't serve as a Dayin. No, it's that practically speaking, you can't serve two roles. You can't be both an Eid and a Dayin at the Din Torah at the same time. So even if you were a Roeh and you were an aid then, let's say the Shem Aid was Chal then, but you weren't serving as a Dayan then. The problem is, when you're Meid, you can't serve as a Dayan. But if you're not Meid in Bezdin, it won't be a problem. Okay, so technically speaking, we could split between these two halachas. The Ri doesn't. That's why I think it's more mistaken to say the first chapter. Okay? Okay. Questions? What's a nafgamina? Another nafgamina to these two approaches within the Ri. The first nafgamina is, what's the din? Will Nimtzeh HaMeyam Karva Pasul Yusuf HaTeila apply according to the Ri's shita by an Eid HaRoeh? The Ri taka says no, but if you take his shita by Ein Eid Nasadayin, right, that it applies only to an Eid HaMeyid, would you say the same thing by Nimtzeh HaMeyam Karva Pasul Yusuf HaTeila, dafka to an Eid HaMeyid? Because the Shem Eid isn't going to be Chal until he says his Eidus in Bezdin. Or would you say, no, the Shem Eid is Chal B'Shas Re'iyah, he really is called an Eid. If he's a Karma Puzzle, he'll be Mevatel the Kat. The Din of Ein Eid Nasadayin, it applies only to an Eid HaMeid, right? That's the first issue that we said depends on these two approaches. What's another Nafka Mina that might depend on these two approaches? How to understand why Kaka Ein Eid Nasadayin? What's another Nafka Mina? Yeah.
Is it possible to maybe speak up in Bezdin and then change your mind and decide you want to be a Dayan? If you brought on that Shem Eid, then
once you say a Haggadah B'Bezdin, it's hard to believe that you can do that, yeah. But let's say you said the Haggadah B'Bezdin, but now we don't have to use you as an Eid. Let's say there are other Eidim who can serve as an Eid. We'll use you as a Dayan. Maybe there are three Eidim or four Eidim. Not that there's a Karav Pasul. Let's say everyone is kosher. Would you testify? So can you serve as a Dayan? Can you serve as a Dayan on this court case and we'll just use other Eidim? Or do we say no? Once you're an Eid HaMeid, then definitely you can't be a Dayan. What do you think that then should be? this discussion is whether an eid heroic can be a dayan. What do you think according to the Ri? The Ri says that an eid hameya can't be nasa dayan. But let's say there are other people who can be aided in this court case. You'll serve as a dayan. Can you serve as a dayan even if you already testified in Bezdin? Because that's Machlobis Rishonim. The Ritva and Ksubis. The Ritva and Ksubis says what? That he can serve as a dayan even though he already testified. Ubedine Mamanis ain't aid shahid nasadayan. Afilu api acherim. If he already testified, then afilu api acherim. What does it mean afilu api acherim? That means can he be nasadayan api acherim that he'll be the dayan for other aidim? Has the Ritva? No. As long as he testified already, he can't be a dayan anymore. Aval aid roe ocean is damin lahoyra. An aid who innocuously saw the maisa. Or if he was nizdam in lahayit, he was mechab in lahayit. Ain't on as a dayan al pi atzmo. He can't become a dayan al pi atzmo, meaning he can't be both an aid who's magid edus of a bezdin and the dayan. He can't say his edus to himself. That doesn't make any sense. Aval al pi acherim nas a dayan, but al pi acherim he can become a dayan. If there are other aidim, then this individual who already gave his testimony can become a dayan, says the Ritva. Even if he's an Eid HaMeid, he testified in Bezdin, he can still become a Dayan. If there are other Eidim. So they'll be the Eidim, he'll be Makabel their Eidus, and he'll serve as a Dayan together with two other people. He already testified, but nevertheless he can become a Dayan, Zak the Ritva. Who disagrees with the Ritva? Tosis Rid in Bava Basra. Tosis Rid says no. In Yeshnayim Eidim below lo. The Ritva says that al pi acherim he can't be a dayan, right? Let's get this clear. The Ritva says he can't be a dayan even al pi acherim. Right? Once he's an eid hameid, he can't be a dayan al pi acherim. He's only an eid heroic. If he was mechaven lahoid, so then al pi acherim he can be a dayan. Al pi acherim he can be a dayan because he never gave testimony in Bezdin. If he's an eid hameid, so that you got to read the Ritva carefully. He starts off by saying, "Bedinei mamonas ein eid sheheid nasa dayan afilu al pi acherim." If he was meid, then all bets are off. He can't be a dayan anymore. Forget about it. If he's only an eid heroic. So you might think, well, there's something there. No. Al pi acherim, then he can be a dayan, meaning he can choose not to be a dayan and not to be an aid. He won't testify in Bezdin. But once he testifies in Bezdin, forget about it. That's the Ritva and Ksubis Hashita. Okay, that once he testified in Bezdin, he can't be a dayan. Before he testified in Bezdin, then he can be a dayan. Comes the Tosfos Rid and says, no. Aval pi shelo higid eduso. I'm sorry. Vim yesh shnayim eidim below lo, avo bishak var higid eiduso, yochol etzdai from adayonim. Kevin shi yesh shnayim eidim acher below lo. Zokta Tosfos Rid, I think even if he's an eid hameid, even if he testified in Bezdin, asma, he can be a dayan. Be a dayan, be an eid and a dayan at the same time. No, let him be a dayan, let someone else be an eid. That's the Tosfos Rid shita. Let someone else be an eid. The Ritva says that once he testifies, he can't be an aid. The Tosfos Rid says, even if he's testified, he can still be an aid as long as there are more than two. If there are three aidim, then let him be a dayan, and the other two will be an aid. What's the machlokas, the Ritva and the Tosfos Rid? What do you think? So l'chor, they're disagreeing about this issue. Right? They're disagreeing about this issue. Why is it that ein aid nasa dayan? They could both agree to the Ri. They're talking about ein hameid. They both agree to the Ri that the din of Ein Eid Nasadayin applies only to an Eid HaMeid, but they're arguing as to why the din of Ein Eid Nasadayin applies only to an Eid HaMeid. The Ritva claims that Ein Eid Nasadayin, why? Because once the Shemeid has been Chal, he's possible to be a Dayan. There's nothing to do. It's possible. You just have to ask yourself, when is that Shemeid going to be Chal? So comes the Ritva and says, I hold like the Ri, the Shemeid is Chal, B'Shas HaGodah B'Bezd. It's Chal when he testifies. Not Chal B'Shas Re'iyah. So once he testifies, forget about it, you can't be a dayan. That's the Ritva's approach. Even al pi acher, even if there are other Eidim, you can't change. Why can't you change? Because he's possible already to be a dayan. The din of Ein Eid Nasa Dayan tells me that once a person's shame Eid has been chal, then he can't be a dayan. There's nothing to talk about. Dr. Ritva, the shame Eid is nigmar once he testifies, that's for sure. It's a shayla, could it be chal b'shas ri'i or not? Let's be machmer and say that only applies once he testifies. But after Haggadah b'bezdin, certainly the shame Eid has been chal. So once the shame Eid has been chal, he can't be a dayan. That's the Ritva's approach. Comes to Tosfos Rid and says, you misunderstood the Omdu. You misunderstood the whole halacha of Ein Eid Nasa Dayan. Ein Eid Nasa Dayan is not a psul aguf. What is it? It's a practical issue that you can't serve two roles at the same time. Can't be both an aid and a dayan at the same time. So even if you testified, it's not a problem. Because as long as at the time of the Din Torah, at the time of the Gemar Din, says the Tosfos Rid, as long as at the time of the Gemara Din, you're only a dayan and not an aid, then there's no problem. The din of Ein Eid Nasa Dayan tells me that at the Gemara Din, you can serve both roles, both an aid and a dayan. But as long as you're not an aid, b'shas Gemara Din, then you can be a dayan. That's his loshen. The time the Ein Eid Nasa Dayan, lo mipnei shemifsal gufo, kevin shiro, kevin shehigi. The other abazesh shiro ha'edus who yodeh loredes lo'omgon children yosem mino acherim. It's not a psul aguf, he says. It's not a psul aguf. Tama dava kedepiresh Rabbeinu Shmuel mishem lechziv v'amdu shnei anoshim ashelahem ariv hai shnei anoshim be'edim kamayri nimtzeinu l'meidim ikan shetzorech lehigamar adin al pi shnei edim v'shlosh dayanim. The rule is that you need two edim and three dayanim and never the twain shall meet. They can't do the same. They can't play both roles, says the Tosfos Rid. The problem is role playing here. If the problem is not playing both roles, then even if the aid testified, he can still be a dayan in the Gemara Din, because he won't be an aid in the Gemara Din. The Gemara Din has to be based on the aidus, but if he's not an aid in the Gemara Din, then he can be the dayan in the Gemara Din. There should be no problem. Okay, so this could be the basis of the Machlokas, the Ritva, and the Tosfos Rid. Right, if you just want to add it to your chart.
And an Eid HaMeid be a dayan for the Gemara Din if there are other Eidim, if there are two other Eidim. What does the Ritva say? Can an Eid HaMeid be a dayan for the Gemara Din? No. Why not? Because someone with a shame aid can't be a dayan, period. And the shame aid at least is chal when he says aid is the best. Comes to Tosfos Rid and says no. So Smith says, yeah, as long as there are two other Eidim, then there's no problem. He can still be a dayan. I but he testified. So what did a shame it is been chal? If the dayan isn't also serving the role of aid at the Gemara Din is kosher. Okay, these are the two approaches that we suggested within the Re before. They link, they dovetail, right? If you hold that according to the Re, an aid or roeh who is mechavin lahayit can't be a dayan because the shemen has already been chal, then by the same token, even if there are other aidin, he shouldn't be able to be a dayan either in the Gemara Din. But if you hold that the reason for the re that an aid or roeh can still be a dayan is not because the shemen hasn't been chal until he says his aidus and bezin, but because practically, as long as you're not serving two roles at the same time, b'shas Gemara Din, everything is okay. then the Chora, if there are other Eidim, even if the Eid actually testified, right, even if he testified, it still shouldn't be a problem. Because as long as at the Gemar Din, he's not an Eid, he's only a Dayan, then there's a division of roles, and then everything should be fine. Shmuel.
Does Alpia Eidim in the Ribba? Alpia Achirim in the Ribba?
The Achirim. That means if there are other Eidim.
If there are two other Eidim, then...
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Does
that mean
Tadar's
appointed? No. It means if there are two other Eidim there, he'll be a Dayan Alpia Achirim. Alpi Shnei Eidim Yakum Davra. Alpi, he'll be a Dayan based on the testimony of someone else. That's what Alpia Achirim means. Yeah.
So the first one's read, Mardin, they can still use the guy as Eidus, right? They just can't use him as an Eid.
Using his Eidus means using him as an Eid. Meaning,
then how is it possible, right?
There are two other Eidim, so let the two other Eidim testify, and then we'll have a Mardin based on them. What?
He already testified.
He did, but if you had, let's say there were three Eidim who testified. So if there are three Eidim who testified, we can turn to one of the Eidim and say, you know what, you want to sit down and be a Dayan?
So it was before he was made.
But the three Eidim testified together.
Right.
The Gemar Din is after he was made.
We're taking one out before he testifies.
No. Let's say they all testified. And then after they testified, then we're taking one out to be a Dayan.
Then we already have his Eidus.
We have his Eidus, but even though we have his Eidus, so what? But in the Gemar Din, he's not serving as an Eidus, he's only serving as a Dayan. So then there's a division of roles.
Don't the
Dayanim
have to be the Kabbalah Eidus?
No. The Dayanim on the Gemar Din don't have to do the Kabbalah Eidus. You can have someone else do the Kabbalah Eidus. As long as Dayanim on the Kabbalah Eidus, that's enough. Right? In fact, you can have someone coming to Bezin. The Dayanim could come to other Dayanim and say, we will Makabal the Seidus. We don't have time to have the Masumatan. That's for you. It's a complicated case. We're not, you know, I don't know. We accepted the Eidus, but we're not going to be done in it. So they can tell the Dayanim what Eidus they accepted, and then the Dayanim are going to judge based on that Eidus. Yes?
So if he came in, if this Eid is now dying because he's not needed for the Eidus, let's say he's, so we'll say that he can theoretically be Mazin, those other Eidus. That, right, we would say that he can be Mazin, that kind of Eidim.
Yep.
So, wouldn't that not fulfill the Hekesh of Shnayim or Shlosha?
You're saying
if he came to the Kad of three, and then now that he can't be Mazin, like...
Okay. It's a good horror. Let's say that there are two separate Kitos. He was part of one Kad, and then there's a second Kad. It's not the Vasachas. So, even if they become Eidim Zomer, he won't become Eidim Zomer. So, in that case, he can still be a Dayan. Okay? Oh, Jonathan.
Maybe I'm just not understanding, but if he already gave his testimony, then there should have already been the amount of judges there. So why would he
for the Kabbalah Seidus? Okay. But let's say they didn't have a Masu Matan. It was late in the day, right? Banker's hours, right? It was late in the day. They weren't gonna stay late. They're gonna have the Masu Matan the next day. So. The next day, there's another group of Eidim that come. So this guy who gave the Eidus the first day can serve as a Dayan the second day. Let them be Makabal Eidus, and that's it. And they'll run with it. Ori?
When he turns into a Dayan, we're valuing his Eidus, though, previously. So.
Nope, we're completely ignoring his Eidus.
It's
as if he never testified, right? Because we're only listening to the Eidus of the other. Exactly. Uh-huh. He's not being Gomer Din based on his own Eidus, only based on the Eidus of the other. Okay.
Isn't it a problem that, like, he's kind of biased because he thinks he saw it?
Why is he biased?
He saw what happened.
By Din and Nefoshos, there are some who claim, Rabbi Akiva claims, that the aid who saw the Maisa can't be a Dayan. But that's a special shita. First of all, not everyone agrees with him. And secondly, that's by Nefoshos. That's not by Mamanus. By Mamanus, we're not as concerned about that kind of bias. If he takes Shochad, so that Shochad is a bias that he's not allowed to accept upon himself. But just the fact that he saw the Maisa, that's not a concern. Okay. So Tosus' second reason why Ein Eid Nas Adayin is because the aid who serves as a Dayan won't want to accept Hazam on himself. That's the reason why he's Ein Eid Nas Adayin, because the Eidus is Yat Yachal Azima, so the Eidus is not going to be acceptable. Tosus and Ksubas has a comment here. Tosus and Ksubas says he doesn't see why that should be a good reason. There's another reason. Va'omdu is the reason. Right? There is another reason why Ein Eid Nas Adayin. It says Tosus, I don't think this reason is a good reason. The Re thought it was a great reason. But Tosus and Ksubas on Chaf Aleph Amud Beis has a kasha on this. Let's look at this kasha. What does he say? The Eish Mevarshim Mishim Debein Ein Eid Shat Yachal Azimah. Now, Im ha'edim krovim l'dayanim einam yicholam l'ha'edit l'yikablu azam aleim. If you tell me the reason why ain't eid nasa dayan, it's because they won't want to be mekabel azama. So by the same token, eidim that are krovim to the dayanim should not be acceptable either. Because the dayanim would never want to accept azama on these eidim. So says Tosis, obviously that's incorrect. We don't care whether you can accept hazama, whether it's possible to accept hazama, whether the dayanim will be willing to accept hazama in this bezdin. Obviously, the concern is not whether this bezdin will accept hazama on these eidim. The concern is whether any bezdin will accept hazama on the eidim. And since there is a bezdin in the world that would accept hazama on these eidim who are krovim to the dayanim, because another bezdin is not krov to the dayanim. So it's yachal azima. The eidus is acceptable. So by the same token, in the case of eid nasadayin, not by krovim. How can you say that eid nasadayin because he won't want to accept hazama on his own eidus? We don't care whether he'll accept hazama on his own eidus. A different bezdin can accept hazama on his eidus. It's yachal azima in a different bezdin, so the eidus should be acceptable. How can you say that ain't eid nasa dayin? Because if he's going to be a dayin, he'll never want to accept hazama on his eidus. We never care whether he'll accept hazama on his eidus. Because you see from the case of krovim, that krovim, eidim krovim to dayanim, their eidus is acceptable, even though the dayanim krovim would never accept hazama on their eidus. Because the key is whether any bezdin will accept hazama. There is a bezdin in the veld that would accept hazama on these eidim krovim. So by the same token, in a regular case of Ein Eid Nasadayin, there is a bezdin that will accept hazama on the eidus of this guy. So even though he won't want to accept eidus he won't want to accept hazama on his own eidus, so what? So what if the eidus should be kosher? Because he can be huzam in a different bezdin. So that couldn't be the reason that Ein Eid Nasadayin, because it's just wrong, says Tosis and Ksuvus. Right? If you tell me that Ein Eid Nasa Dayan, because the Dayan would never want to accept Hazama on his own Eidus, so then you're forced to say the same thing if the Eidim would be Krovim to the Dayanim, because the Dayanim would never want to accept Hazama on their Krovim. And that's incorrect, says Tosfos. Eidim who are Krovim to Dayanim can testify in front of Dayanim who are Krovim. So that's a Dover Posh, that's a given. So if Eidim can testify before Dayanim who are Krovim to them, obviously the key is not whether these Dayanim will accept Hazama on the Eidim. Question is whether there's any Bezin that will accept Hazama. Since there is another Bezin that will accept Hazama on these Eidim that are Krovim to these Dayanim, so then their Eidus is kosher. By the same token, even if this Eid wants to be a Dayan, so he won't accept Hazama on his own Eidus, but a different Bezdin will accept Hazama on his Eidus. So why can't he be a Dayan? You're telling me his Eidus is not a good Eidus because he's never accept Hazama on his own Eidus? We never care about that. As long as some Bezdin in the world would accept Hazama, that's sufficient to say that the Eidus is kosher. So Tosis says, this is not the reason why Ein Eid Nasa Dayan. The Omdu is the reason. Whatever you'll say, the shame aid is nigma, and then he's possible to be a dayan, or there's a kind of division of roles. But not hazam. Hazam has nothing to do with the din of ein aid nasadayan. That's Tosin Ksubis. Now, his point is very questionable. First of all, his assumption is questionable. If you disagree with Tosin's assumption, then the whole point falls away. Right? He's assuming that aidim who are krovim to dayanim are kosher l'chayt. So he says, the Dayanim would never want to accept Hazama on their Eidim Krovim. Okay, enough man. Who says that's true? Maybe Taka Eidim who are Krovim to Dayanim can't testify. Maybe we can't accept their Eidus. Tosis' assumption is that that Eidim can testify even if they're Krovim to Dayanim. So that's the whole bowl roll. So the simple response that the Reed could give, the Reed brought both Svaras, right? He says that Ein Eid Nasa Dayan could be explained with this Hazama Yisod. So what's the Re going to respond to Tosis Taina? The Re could say, you got it wrong. Eidim can't testify if they're Krovim to Dayanim. Because the Dayanim who are Krovim won't accept Hazama on their Eidus. And the key is that Eidim can't testify in a Bezdin where that Bezdin is not going to accept Hazama on their Eidus. I don't care that some other Bezdin will accept Hazama. That's not enough. It has to be that this Bezdin is going to accept Hazama on them. And Krovim Taka can testify before their relatives who are Dayan. That's a simple response to Tosfos. Tosfos apparently wasn't assuming like that, so that's why he made his whole statement. But the Ktzos has a very lebedic answer to Tosfos, a very sharp answer. What does the Ktzos HaChoshen say? Here is this. This is in Simon Zion, page 3 in the handout. It so says, put all the halachas of Edom Zomim together that we know. If you put them all together, you'll see Tosis. Time is not a time. What does Tosis say? Tosis says that Al Karchach, the Edus is Yachal Azima, as long as you can be Mazim, the Edus, in a different Bezdin. So the same is true by Ein Eid Nasadayan in general. Why do you say that Ein Eid Nasadayan and say the Sheath Yachal Lazima? You can't be Mazim as Edus. The Eid himself, if he serves as a Dayan, he won't want to be Mazim his own Edus. No, we don't care about him being Mazim the Eidus. The fact that in some Bezdin they can be Mazim as Eidus, they'll be willing to be Mazim as Eidus, that's what makes his Eidus kosher. So let the Eid be Nasadai. So says the Ktzos, no, that's ridiculous. The fact is that Ein Eid Nasadayin, because the Eidus of this Eid, right, the Eidus of this Eid cannot be Huzam, it won't be Huzam, neither in his own Bezdin, where he serves as a Dayan, or in a different Bezdin. It can't be Huzam in a different Bezdin. If he's going to serve as a Dayan in his Bezdin, it can't be Huzam in a different Bezdin. Why not? He said, just put two and two together. The rule is that Ein Ha'edim Nasin Zalmim Achi Yigamar Hadin. It has to be a Gemar Din in order for the Eidim to become Eidim Zalmim. So there would have to be a Gemar Din, meaning this aide who's serving as a Dayan in his Bezdin, he has to be Gomer the Din based on his own Eidus. Right? So there is a Gemar Din. But we also know that Eid Zomim L'mafreya Hu Nifsal Machogas Abayin Rava, but we pass an Eid Zomim L'mafreya Hu Nifsal. That means that when we define someone as an Eid Zomim, it's not just in future testimonies, but even retroactively we say from the point that he testified as an Eid Zomim, he's already possible. So if you put two and two together, it turns out that it's not shayach that an Eid should be Nasa dying. Why? Because if his testimony is Huzam, anywhere in this Bezdin, a different Bezdin, it doesn't matter. If his testimony is Huzam, it can only be Huzam after there was a Gemar Din. But if Eid Zomim l'mafreya hu nefsal, it turns out that he was possible b'shas ha-Gemar Din. Right? He can't be an Eid Zomim until the Gemar Din. But if Eid Zomim l'mafreya hu nefsal, it turns out he was posel b'shas Gemar Din. If he's posel b'shas Gemar Din, then he was a dying posel. So then the whole Gemar Din falls away. The Gemar Din is going to be potza. It's not shayach that an Eid is going to be nasa dying. Why? Because since there's the potential, there always has to be the potential that you can be mazim his Eidus. But if you'll be mazim his Eidus, even in a different Bezdin, L'mafreya he'll be nifsal m'shas the Gemar Din. It turns out that if this aid is Nasa Dayan, the whole Gemar Din was posel Meikara, because he was a Dayan posel. An aid posel is a Dayan posel. Right? If he's an aid zom, he's posel to Lahayin and posel to Ladin. So it turns out the whole Gemar Din L'mafreya was posel. Maybe that's what Tosfos had in mind, says the Ktzos HaChoshen. Yatiyachal Azimo, why can't you be mazim the Eidus? Not because you won't accept the Hazama, but because the Hazama is not going to work, right? If you he won't accept his own Hazama, and a Hazama in another Bezdin is not going to help, because Eid Zomim L'mafreya Hu Nifsal, and that's going to passel the Gemar Din. If it passels the Gemar Din, then it turns out there was never a Gemar Din, so he's never going to be able to get the ball rolling. That's why Ein Eid Nasadayin. That's a charifus of the Ktzos, to try to resurrect the second Svar of the Ri against the Taina of Tosfos and Ksuvos. Okay. Questions? Ellie.
Why does the Ri need to give two reasons anyway, Dan the Possible? Why is he throwing in his Amarim first?
He's giving a Svara. You know, we normally say, Kro Lomali Svara. So if he can give a Svara, it's better to give a Svara than a Pasuk. So he first gives a Svara, and then he gives a Pasuk. Just in case the Svara does. Just in case you've learned Ksubas already, and you're not going to like his Svara, so he'll give you a Pasuk too. Okay. Let's go back. Okay. Let's go back. Let's turn to Daf Tes Amud Beis. there are so many lebedikas sugyas here, but what are we trying to really accomplish? We know Rabbi Meir and the Chacham have machlokas in the Mishnah whether the din of Motzi Shemra is b'shlosha or b'esr b'shlosha. So we're really trying to figure out what that machlokas is based on. That's really what we're here for. We're not here to learn makas, right? But toch kedei understanding Rabbi Meir and the Chacham, we're learning a lot in Maseches Makas. So the Gemara here on Testament Beis gives another answer. We're talking about a situation where Hisubah Acherim, the Edom didn't give the Hasra. Acherim gave the Hasra. The Kamifel gave a flukta to Rabbi Yosef Rabbanim. The Tan, Rabbi Yosef Yomer, the Olam in Onera, got you pish shnei Edom Masrim Boshin. Emra pish shnaim Edom. We're talking about a situation, Machogas Rabbi Yerna Chachamim, talking about a situation where people who are not Edom are Masrim. Let's say someone's on the phone, right? He's on his cell phone. He's talking to someone. He says, I'm about to eat chalif, right? I'm about to be, well, here's not chalif, right? The woman says that she's about to be mezana. The person says, don't do it. Don't do it. Now, he's not there. He doesn't see his nus. The Edom are there. They're not being master. This individual's being master then. So, can that lead to dinin nefashos? That's the shayla. Rabbi Yossi holds that the Edom have to be master. So if the Edom aren't master, they can't lead to dinin nefashos. So Rabbi Meir, who says that Motzi Shema is what? Motzi Shema is b'shlosha. The dinin mamonos is b'shlosha. Zokta Gemara, Rabbi Meir will go like Rabbi Yossi. He'll assume that dafka the Edom have to be master. So if the Edom have to be master and they weren't master over here, it'll never lead to nefashos. So that's why Motzi Shema b'shlosha. And the Chachamim will say no. The Chachamim will say that the Edom don't have to be master. Anyone can be master. So it can still lead to nefashos. If it can still eat to nefashos, that's why Motzi Shara be'esem u'shlosh. Okay, that's the Gimel. Rabbi Yossi holds that the Edom themselves have to be masr, and the Chachamim say no. How many of the Edom have to be masr? How many of the Edom? Rabbi Yossi's lashon is Achi u'pishnei Edov masrin bo. What does that mean? Pishnei Edov masrin bo. Maybe it sounds like only two of them have to be master. Let's say you have three or four Edom. Do they all have to be master? Or is two enough? The Loshon Pishnei Edom Master sounds a little bit like maybe only Shnayim. Maybe only two. But Shnei Edov, his two Edom, it sounds like those are the only Edom there. If it was two out of four, it should say Pishnei Edom. It's not all the Edom. It's not all of Edov. It's Shnei Edom. Rabbi Yossi doesn't say Shnei Edom, he says Shnei Edov. Sounds like he holds maybe only two out of the many. So some point out that the Lashon of the Tosefta is mashma, that you need all the Edom to be master. Because the Tosefta says, if you'll turn to packet 8, it's a Tosefta in Sanhedrin, but I figured it would just be easier to photocopy it, to show you where the Mitzvah Shmuel is. Right? So Sefton Perikid Aleph, Halacha Aleph says, Bein Shiyisubo Koleidav, Bein Shiyisubo Miktas Eidav, Chayv. Rabbi Yossi Poter, At Shiyisubo Koleidav, Shenem Al Pishnei Eidim, Al Shlosha Eidim, At Shiyu Pishnei Eidim, Masim Bo Keachad. Rabbi Yossi says, At Shiyisubo Poter, At Shiyisubo Kol Eidav. Rabbi Yossi Pater, At Shiyisubo Kol Eidav. To some point out, that the Mitzvah Shmuel and the Hagos on the Tosefta, he says, the Lashon At Shiyisubo Kol Eidav sounds like Kosav Hatov Beis. I don't know who Tov Beis is. So, the Mitzvah Shmuel quotes an Achron who says that the Kan Kamash Malan Dafilu Shlosha Beinan Kol Edom. The Yossi holds that you need all the Edom to be master. If you have three, it has to be all three. If you have four, all four. That's the Lashon of the Tosefta. That's what the Mitzvah Shmuel is medayin. I'm not so convinced that diak is such a good diak from the Tosefta. Yeah, it's true. It's a good diak in that line. Achehisubo kol edov. But that's not the end of the Tosefta. What does the Tosefta now say? Shenemra pishnayim edim oshlosha edim achiyu pishnei edim masim bo ke'achad. What's the diak from there? Two of three. You mentioned three. Two or three. Achiyu pishnei edim. No, that's not pishnei edov. Pishnei edim masim bo. There it sounds like even two out of three. You don't need all three. I'm not sure from the ratio of the Tosef, it sounds like maybe Nikol. The Sefer, it sounds like maybe Shnaim is enough. I'm not sure. I'm not sure what the answer is. Yeah.
Why can't we just say that it teaches you too, and then you learn out from you learn out from
the Tosefta doesn't say that you learn out that you need three. It sounds like a pishnayim or a pishlosha, a chiyu shnei edim masimbo. You just gave me a case of three, and then you said shnei edim have to be masim. It should say a chiyu shnayim or shlosha edim. It should really say a chiyu kol edav or edav masimbo. Why does it say al pishnayim edim yasirba?
Because that's the classic case.
But you just told me al pishnayim o al pishlosha. It sounds like even in the case of shloshi, you still only need two to be masir. I think. Not sure. Not sure what the real dirk is. But the question that we have to address is why should the edim have to be masir b'chlal? What is this shita? Rabbi Yossi assumes that the edim themselves have to be masir in order for the nidon to be chayv. Why? What's the reason for that? The Chachamim argue, they say, well, Hasroes k'dei l'havchem en shogeg l'mezid. As long as the Edim see the Hasra, they see that he's amazed. Amazed Gomer, right? They see he's amazed, and they see the Ma'is Havera. That should be enough. Why should you need that the Edim themselves should be mas? A little difficult. Why should you need that the Edim themselves should be mas? So, I think there are one of two possibilities of it. What's this halacha that you need pishnei edim masimbo? So one way to look at it is that it's a din in hasra. We know that the hasra involves two elements. You have to tell him about the issa, tell him about the onesh. The nidon has to be mater atma lemisa. He has to accept the onesh upon himself. So there's a measure of seriousness that the hasra indicates. Right? It indicates that the person is a Baal Aveira, and Af Al Pi Kain, even though he's going to be Chayv and Onesh, he still wants to do the Aveira. So it could be, Rabbi Yossi holds that if the Edom are not going to be Masra, if someone else, Yenim, a third party, is going to be Masra, so the Nidon doesn't take it seriously. You need the Edom to be Masra. What, only the guy on the phone is being Masra? The Edom say nothing, they don't say boo? So the guy doesn't take it seriously. If the Edom, who can testify about him, they warn him, then he takes it seriously. Maybe that's one pshat. It's a din in the hasra. Right? That you need the Edom to be master in order for the Nidon to take it seriously. That's one option. Another way to look at it is that Rabbi Yossi might hold that you need the Edom to be master. You know why? It's not a din in the hasra. It's a din in the Edos. Maybe the shame Ed can't be chal unless the Ed is master. That Eidus is really composed of two parts. It's composed of Hasra and then Re'ias HaMais. You have to be Masa and then you see the Maisa Avera. You need both parts. It's not a din in the Hasra that he's not Matar Atzma L'misa unless the Eidim are Master him. No, he'll be Matar Atzma L'misa no matter what. If he's Matar Atzma L'misa and they hear it, then that's enough. They don't have to give the Hasra. No, maybe they have to give the Hasra because if the Eidim don't give the Hasra, it's Chosir in the Eidus. This is felt in the Eidus. Maybe the Eidus is composed of the Eidim giving Hasra and seeing the Maisa Avera. And without both parts, then there's something missing in the Eidus, and then they won't be able to be Eidim in the case, because there's something lacking in the Shem Eid. Maybe that's the Shem. Who takes the second approach? I didn't find anyone explicitly saying the first approach, but the second approach we do find. That's the Loshen of the Nebuka Yosef and Makis that I asked you to see. In source 1. If we can all turn for a moment in packet 8, page 1. Nebuka Yosef says, Al pishnayim yakum klomar, shiyehe hadover kulo shehu ha'edus v'hasura kom al pishnayim ha'edim. The dover kulo has to become al pishnayim ha'edim. Dover kulo has to become al pishnayim ha'edim. What's the dover kulo? Ha'edus v'ha'hasura. It sounds like it's a gezeres hakasim that the edus and the hasra has to become al pishnayim edim. Would you say pishnayim edim masimbo is a din in the hasra? It doesn't sound like that. The pasuk says al pishnayim edim yakum dover. You need an edus of shnayim. Shiyehe hadover kulo. That means the edus has to become vos meit edus. That means the hasra, the edus and the hasra. The word edus over here means re'ias hamaisa, re'ias maisa aveira, and the hasra. It all has to come based on shnayim. That's like the second approach. Right? Rabbi Yossi holds it. You need the Edom to be Masa because a chelik of the edus is the hasra. They have to be master and they have to testify. They have to see the maisa aveir. They have to see the maisa. But there's another possibility. You could say Rabbi Yossi holds you need the edus to be master because it's a din in the hasra that the guy is not matar atzmolamis. He's not going to take it seriously unless the edim themselves are going to be master. What's enough kamina? Whether it's this or that, it's a din in hasra, a din in the edus. What's enough kamina? I think there's a critical nafkamina, and that relates to a machlokas Rashi and Tosfos in our sugya. We keep on quoting Rashi. We know Rabbi Yossi has another statement, right? He argues with Rebbe as to when the Karav Apostle can be mistaken with the Katab in Mabatel the Edis. Remember, this is what we spoke about. Rabbi Yossi and Rebbe, the machlokas on Davavim and Aleph and Makas. So Rashi learned, Rabbi Yossi holds, what do you need for the Karav Apostle to be mistaken? What does he have to do to be mitzvah with the other Eidim? Come on, help me. What does he need? Something very simple. What? According to Rashi? Rabbi Yossi holds, Re'i is enough, right? Let's go back to the Rashi. Daf Tes Amud Beis. Let's all turn to Rashi and Tes Amud Beis. Right? Plugged to the Reb Meir v'Rabbana. This is in Dibur Maskel Shiro. Plugged to the Reb Meir v'Rabbana namik yon shenimtza echem in ha-shlosh ha-karv apostle v'roh v'shosah v'lo hister. Right? There was just a re'iyah, there was no hasra. Rabbi Meir, Savalak Rabbi Yossi, the Omar Bedinin of Foshas, Loshna Hissav, Loshna Shasak, Edusim Betela. Rabbon and Savri, Karebi, the Hechad Shasak, this guy made this Bashar. What's Rashi learning? Rabbi Yossi holds re'iyah, but Alma is enough in order to be mitzarif with the other eight in the cat. And Rebbe holds re'iyah, but Alma is not enough. What do you need according to Rebbe? Hasra, it sounds like Bizman Shehisuba, right? Bizman Shehisubo, yeah? So we interpret it, Bizman Shehisubo is Lav Dafka. Because Rebbe holds that by Dine Momenis, the Karav Apostle can also be Mevat Alakat. So what does Bizman Shehisubo mean? Kavon Alohoi, right? Let's get this on the board. You're not going to get this unless we have a quark. What must the Karav Apostle do? To be mitzarev to the cat. What does Rashi say? If Yossi holds, what does he have to do? You know what? Let's put Rebbe first. You'll see why. Rebbe says, what does the Karav Apostle have to do? Kavon alahoid. Rabbi Yossi argues and says what? What does the Karav Apostle have to do? Re'iyah v'alma. What does that show you about Rabbi Yossi's understanding of what is required to be called an aid? To shame aid? Just re'iyah. Because if re'iyah were not enough to be called a shame aid, how could he be mitzarev to the kat? He's not an aid. Rabbi Yossi must hold according to Rashi that re'iyah is enough to be mitzarev to the kat. Re'iyah is enough to create the shame aid. Right? Re'iyah creates the shame aid. But if that's the case, Rashi is pilei ploy. Rabbi Yossi also holds that the Eidim have to give Asra. How can Re'iyah alone create the shame aid without Hasra? Rebbe holds that you need Hasra, or you need at least Kavon al-Hoid. Rabbi Yossi holds that the Eidim themselves have to give Asra. That's the Mishnah on Vav Amabez. How can he say that you create the shame aid with Re'iyah Ba'alma? What's the answer? What does Rashi understand? Why do you need the Eidim to give Asra? It's a din in Asra, exactly. It's clear from Rashi like that. It's clearly implied in Rashi like that. What does Pishnei Eidav Masinbo, according to Rabbi Yossi, mean Lefi Rashi? It's a din ba'asra. Kidei sheyater atzmo lemisa. That's Rashi. Rabbi Yossi holds that the Edom have to give Asro, midin Asro, that he'll be mater atzmo lemisa. They'll take it seriously. But not midin to allow the Shemei to be chal, not midin Edus. V'haraya, he holds that a karov apostle can be mitzdayev to the kat, to be mevatel the kat, b'ri'iyah ba'alma. Ri'iyah ba'alma must be enough to create the shame aid according to him. Yini pishne aid of masrim bo, only midin Asro. Comes Tosfos on Testament Aleph and says nothing. Tosfos changes the way we learned the sugya for the last week. This is an einfalt of a Tosfos. I mean, if Tosfos didn't say it, I would never say such a thing. But Tosfos says it. Tosfos is troubled by the fact that Rabbi Yossi makes a statement on Vav Amud Aleph and Makkos and Vav Amud Beis. And you have to link the two, says Tosfos. You can't deny the two. Let's all turn to this Tosfos. With this, we're going to close. Okay? Let's turn to Tosfos on Testament Aleph. Towards the bottom. Okay, with reading these lines in Tosfos, we've practically done almost the whole Tosfos. You just have to do it slowly. You have to break it down into parts. I'm not going to do the whole thing, but practically everything. The first word online is Nimtza, about seven lines up. The Hadakama, Rebbe says Tosfos, Bizman Sheyesu Bohen. Rebbe says that the Karva Apostle is Mitzdarif to the Kat, Bizman Sheyesu Bohen. Lav Mishum de Rebbe Yossi Lobo Hisru. It's not that Rebbe Yossi doesn't require Hisru. Rabbi Yossi also requires Hisra. He has to require Hisra. Da'akati tfeime Rebbe be'ina. Rabbi Yossi requires even more than Rebbe. De'le Rebbe b'neskafne lohayed be'almasagi. Rebbe holds you don't even need Hisra. Hisra is just an example. It's a simen of kavana lohayed. That's how we explain Rebbe many, many, many times, right? Rebbe holds you don't really need Asra. It's lav dafka. Just like by dini moment is kavana lohayed is enough, by dini nefash is also kavana lohayed is enough. Kedemuchav be'makas. That's the Gemara in Makas. For Rabbi Yossi, boy, Asra Mamish. Zab Toises. Rabbi Yossi, he requires Asra Mamish. He says on Vav Amud Beis that the Edom have to be Masra. If they're not going to be Masra, so then you can't kill the Nidom. What's Toises assuming? Rabbi Yossi holds that the Edom have to be Masra, midin Edus. So if he holds that the Edom have to be Masra, midin Edus, without Hasra, then the Edom don't have a shame aid, then Avad the Rabbi Yossi would say that without Hasra, the Karov Apostle can't be mitzaref to the other Edom of the Katabi Mavatla. Because they're not Edom. The Karov Apostle can't be an aid without Hasra. Rabbi Yossi said that beferish on Vav Amud Beis. So Rashi would say, what are you talking about? Vav Amud Beis has nothing to do with the Edus. That's a din in Hasra. Tosfos says, no, but that's not the Parsha Pshat. The Parsha Pshat is that's a din in the Edus. Rabbi Yossi requires Hasra for the shame aid, says Tosfos. So clearly, Re'ibalm is not enough. You need Hasra. Wow. So what's the machlokes? They both say bizman shehisu. What? Eladini mamunas also lo sufe. Rebbe is saying that nimtzeh chamem karav apostle applies even to dine mamunas. That's the whole machlokes. It's not a double machlokes. Rashi says Rabbi Yossi and Rebbe are arguing about two things. First of all, they're arguing whether nimtzeh chamem karav apostle lidus mitayel applies even to dine mamunas, and they're arguing about what is necessary for the karav apostle to be mitstarif to the kat. Is re'iyah ba'alma enough, or do you need a kavana lahayit? Says Tosfos, no, they're arguing only about one thing. They're arguing whether Nimsech Mem Karav Apostle Yusuf Mitayla applies to Dine Mamunas as well. But in terms of what you need for the Karav Apostle to be Mitzdarev, they both agree that you need a Kavana Lahayit. Rabbi Yossi goes even further and says that you even need Hasra. He turns it on its head. Tosfos turns the whole sugya on its head. Rabbi Yossi goes even further than Rabbi and says, you even need Hasra, because without Hasra, you don't have a shame aid. Like he says on Vav Amud Beis, Ad Sheyu Pishnei Edom Masrim Bo. So they both agree that you need Hasra. Right? Tosfos will say, Rabbi Yossi holds that you need Hasra. He did aid us. Rebbe says, "Ini kavana lahoed plus hagadah in bezdin." Tosfos and Rashi are arguing why Rabbi Yossi says that you need Pishnei Eidah Masim. Is it a din in Hasra or is it a din in Eidus? One final point. Says Tosfos, but how do you understand Hasud? The Hodim Mashmah, Hachadil Rabbi Yossi Bereiya Ba'al Mamrina, Nimtzecha Miyankar V'Pasol. But our Gemara sounds like Rabbi Yossi holds that Re'iya Ba'al is enough. Ravina says that Reb Meir and the Chachamim are arguing beflukta the Rebbe of Reb Yossi. What does that mean? They're arguing in a case where there wasn't Hasra. There wasn't Hasra, so now we have to figure out, can the Motzi Shemra lead to Miso or not? Reb Yossi Mistama holds that Reb Yossi will say, what, the Karva Apostle can be Mitzdarif only with Re'iyah? So if the Karva Apostle can be Mitzdarif with Re'iyah, he's Mevata the Kat, it can't lead to Nefashos. And Rebbe will say that he can't be Mitzdarif to the Kat without Hasra. Right? That's how Rashi explained, right? The Machlokas, Reb Yossi and Rebbe, is whether you need Hasra or not for the Karva Apostle to be Mitzdarif. And that's what Rebbe Meir and the Chacham are arguing about. But according to Tosa, that's not true. Reb Yossi holds that you do need Hasra. So then, what are we arguing over here? This says Tosa something very strange. Hayne b'mashen echlag b'mishnah zu. Avam yitav mishnah acheres, yesh lubo deboi Rabbi Yossi Yasra. The Gemara is saying, according to the way Rabbi Yossi and Rebbe appear in the Mishnah Navav Amud Aleph in Makkos, it appears that Rabbi Yossi doesn't require Asra. So, lefi the way the Machlokas Rabbi Yossi and Rebbe appears in Navav Amud Aleph, Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim in our Mishnah could be arguing within that machlokas. But la'amito shel davar la'halacha, it's absolutely wrong. Tosas learns Ravina's pshat in the machlokas Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim is deloka ilchasa. Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold that re'iyah enough is enough. That re'iyah alone is enough. L'maisa, he holds that you need asra. And if you need asra, both Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi would say that without asra, the car of apostle is not going to be mitzdarif to the kat. The whole thing's not going to get off the ground. Ravina's pshat is assuming, like the machlokas, Rabbi Yossi and Rebbe, the way it appears in the Mishnah Navav, even though it's not accurate. That's basically what Tosfos says. What emerges? Rabbi Yossi says that you need the two Eidim, that you need the Eidim to be master in order to kill the Nida. Why is that? Is that a din in Hasra or is that a din in Eidus? It seems to me that that's the machlokas Rashi and Tosfos over here. Would the car of apostle be mitzdarif to the kat without Hasra? If you assume that Hasra is a din in Eidus, so then he doesn't have a shame aid unless he gives the Hasra. If it's a din in the Hasra, that he's not matriots from the Misa, the Nida doesn't take it seriously, so then the car of apostle still would be able to be mitzdarif to the kat. As long as there's a re'iyah, then the shame aid is going to be chal, and he will be able to be mitzdarif to the kat, and he'll be mevatel.